Two Guys, One Rail Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Guys, One Rail Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony, here today to give you my solo review of Final Destination Bloodlines.
You don't get to pick the one you get. Just gotta love the one you got.
I always knew this day would come.
I got it.
I don't think you got it.
I held him off for years.
Charlie! Get up here!
He's a relentless son of a bitch. Won't stop till he finishes the job. Death is coming for our family.
I said, oh, 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 hey,
yeah. Grandma, what's happening to us? Years ago, I had a premonition that started it all. I saw what death was about to do. I saved a lot of lives that night.
Everyone needs to get off the dance floor!
Lives that were never meant to be saved. But death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
This book, it will show you everything you need to know to keep our family safe.
It all started with Grandma. Death is coming for us because we were never supposed to exist.
Watch out!
Only by embracing death will it pass you by.
Maybe death's not actually coming for our family. Because that would be crazy.
Good luck.
The sixth film in the Final Destination franchise. If you're unaware of the premise of these movies, basically, a bunch of people die very violent, gory deaths, and then it's revealed to be a premonition from our protagonist. They then prevent their friends from dying, or a bunch of people from dying, which then creates a path for death to come around and pick them off one by one. Because death is a character in itself in these films, and it feels cheated, because you can't cheat death and it be unanswered. This makes it like a very, kind of like a mouse trap, like a very cat and mouse kind of deadly pursuit. This film comes 14 years after the last movie, Final Destination 5, and can I just say, this is a very enjoyable, fun, and ridiculous kind of movie. I went to see Bloodlines at Hoyt Cinemas, High Point, and can I just say, going into it, I had preconceived thoughts that it was going to be a very gory horror flick, full of jump scares and predictable scenarios, but I, for one, was along for the ride, and this film left me laughing, strapped in, and not once did I look at my phone or what. At an hour and 50 minutes, this is like a pretty long film. This film kicks off with Iris, who is on a date with her boyfriend, and they go to the Skyview restaurant. And from the jump, we are seeing that Iris has the sense of dread. And there are multiple things that begin to go wrong. We then see a penny drop, literally, which contributes to a chain reaction that leads to the destruction of the restaurant in a very gory filled sequence, full of CGI obviously, but again very violent, which contributes to the death of everyone there, hundreds of people including Iris. But then we see that this was all part of a premonition Iris was having, and she then warns people of the impending danger and then saves their lives. This opening sequence ends up forming the nightmares that our protagonist Stephanie is having. She's a college student, and we learn that she has been having these nightmares for months, and it's affecting her schooling, it's affecting people around her. So she's been plagued by these nightmares, and in pursuit of answers, she returns home to be with her family. We realize very quickly that this family is dysfunctional, and that they, hearing Iris's name, want no part of it. We learn then that Iris is Stephanie's estranged grandmother. In pursuit of getting to the bottom of this, Stephanie then heads to an isolated, fortified house, hidden away from the world, where we meet an older, extremely paranoid Iris, who has become a recluse, shielding herself from the world. Iris warns Stephanie that death is coming, when we see her die a very violent death. This then kicks off the process of death coming after Stephanie and her family. The formula of death plays out violently, gory, and masterfully in this film. All the deaths in these films are iconic. Makes me think of Scream and Saw, just to name a couple. You can tell something's going to happen, but not exactly how. It leaves you waiting, locked in though, and invested in finding out who is next. The deaths stay with you, like the plane blowing up in the first film, or the logging truck in the sequel. There are many setups in how death works in this film, predictable but still gory. This film does a really good job delving into generational trauma as well, with Iris being the grandmother, becomes super paranoid and is deemed crazy, even though she saved hundreds of lives that passed down to the family. I feel that's relatable in today's world. It keeps you thinking. The body count here is real. Even though the order of the deaths doesn't seem very formulaic, we see our characters seeking answers, and they go to meet JB, or William Bloodworth, our favourite mortician from the series, played masterfully by the late, great Tony Todd. And it's clear when you're watching the film that he was very ill and clearly dying. They filmed his scenes, and it was a nice moment when he speaks to camera and wishes us to embrace life and that, and what time we have, and then ending with good luck, which is noted as off the cuff and not scripted by the directors. It was a nice touch. It then leads to the very gory deaths of our characters. Stephanie, who believed she was able to evade death by drowning and being saved by her brother. It was believed she had actually died from drowning. The only way you can evade the pursuit of death is by dying, only then to realize that she was just unconscious, saved by her brother. So the film ends with that same Penny, which is a villain in itself, in the opening sequence of the film. You know, Iris had kept it all those years, causing a train derailment and a logging truck to crash, killing Stephanie and her brother. It was a very campy and very silly, bloody, gory film. Ridiculous, but fun. It was a definite popcorn movie, and like that's a good thing these days. I mean, you like to be able to watch these horror flicks. You have your popcorn and really enjoy it. I mean, I know I was enjoying the film. Definitely met my expectations. Yeah, no, a really good time. I really enjoyed it. Now, I'm going to go into spoilers.
Spoilers!
Now, the Penny. The Penny, like I said, was a formidable villain in itself. And because, like, when you see at the start of the film, the little boy drop the penny, even though he's warned that it could kill someone, well, it's kind of like glossing over what it ends up causing. The chain reaction it causes in, you know, the Skyview sequence, and then later on, the train derailment, yeah, makes you think, you know, you could never trust a penny again, that's for sure. All the people saved, though, in the Skyview restaurant that Iris was able to prevent them from dying, you find that Iris had kept a binder, and she had been actively chasing the obituaries of every person that she saved that night at the Skyview. We then find that William, JB, our favourite mortician, who has been a major part of this franchise, he was the little boy, one of the little boys that was at the Skyview that day, and he had cheated death. And so it's kind of like really sad to think that, you know, he ended up meeting his end because of cancer. But at least he went out, and the way he died in real life is tragic. But, you know at least that he cheated death, and that he was part of that original sequence back in the 60s as a young boy. The ending is funny and ridiculous. It made me think of the train derailment in Final Destination 3, the logging truck in Final Destination 2. It's just like, it really was a, again, ridiculous, but again, over-the-top, fun, campy movie. But yeah, in saying that, a really good time. I really enjoyed it. I would probably rate it 7 out of 10 popcorn buckets. A really good time, and I'm really hoping that they make more, and hopefully they don't wait as long as they had between the last film in this one. But yeah, that's my review of Final Destination Bloodlines. And yeah, I'll leave you now, and I'll see you soon. And stay tuned and take care. Bye.